Good morning, 740 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and he joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Yes, good morning.
No, sorry about that. Hey, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you. So you had been looking for a missing person, but I think you've found him safe now. Is that right?
We did. Found him safe, so everything's good with that. And you know, we put missing people out often, and thank goodness we find them very quickly when they're safe and been located. So we, as always, we appreciate the media's help on getting that information out quickly, like you guys always do for us.
Now, a lot of the people who are missing are people who have cognitive impairment, elderly, maybe children who have autism or Down syndrome or some kind of That's pretty common, but those are particularly troubling cases precisely because these are people who need supervision, and for their own safety, we want to find them, right?
Yeah, exactly. They need medication. They need mental health help. There's all kinds of different reasons why, some people end up just missing. We're not sure why, and others leave on their own accord, but they don't need to be out there alone, especially the ones that are in need of medications.
And one of the things, whenever there's missing persons, I just feel like this is a message I want to scream to the rooftops, because Hollywood has done such a disservice to the country in lying about this for so long. The amount of time you should wait when a loved one is missing before you call the police is how long?
Call us right now. Don't waste any time. The 24 hours you see on television a lot is simply a myth. We need you to call us now. Go ahead and get us en route. And then if you find the person, especially a child that you just saw a few moments ago in the house and now you can't find him or her, go on and get us en route. And then we'll help you search the house. And then outside the home, we'll start close and then we'll work our way out. But you can always cancel us. But minutes matter, seconds, precious seconds matter when we're talking, especially when we're talking about a small child.
Absolutely. And every time it makes me cringe, every time I see that come up on a TV show and I think how many people have internalized that absolute lie and how many people have been harmed because people have internalized that absolute lie. I know y'all don't like the Q word, but it has been relatively uneventful this week in copping, police work in Pensacola. Is that right? I mean, you're always doing stuff. Like Tommy Leiter said on Tuesday, you're always doing stuff, just, nothing quite percolates to the level of stuff we normally talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly answering calls. There's never a long period of time where we're not doing anything, where the CAD screen is completely blank. There are those times, but the past few weeks, I don't like to use the Q word. I like to use the phrase or word uneventful, and that's what we have so far. We have a pretty good streak going right now where there's not a lot to talk about crime-wise on the radio in the city of Pensacola.
Great. I mean, as a citizen, I think that's great news. I will say, just one thing. I learned this from riding along, and I've only ever done two ride-alongs. I need to do it again, and I need to get with some other agencies just for some variety's sake. But police work is, my perspective, you tell me if I'm wrong, often, and you guys are 12s, right? 12-hour shifts?
Yes.
Okay, so you got a 12-hour shift, and it's 11 hours of routine, monotony, boredom, kind of doing what you're doing, but there's not a lot happening. And then it's, in any given shift, it's maybe a half hour to an hour of, act now kind of stuff. I mean, is that kind of right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. We've got in between, we've got minor traffic crashes and, mm-hmm. And reports that are being taken and things like that, but it can go from 0 to 100 in just a matter of seconds. And, the officers out there kind of get used to that. They expect that. But when we have that long lull, it's something that's certainly welcome.
It was kind of surprising to me because my picture was action, action, action. And I'm like, well, this is slow. But then you don't know when it's going to be fast. And when it's fast, you need to be ready for it to be fast right now. We always like to finish off with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, and we were talking about Hollywood just a few minutes ago and the silly things that you see on TV, and this is another one, and I saw it, the cop shows in the 80s and 90s, I was a kid, I watched them, a lot of people watch them. I really, as an officer now, 36 years, really can't stand cop shows, but Just about every one of them, when they get a hot call, you see the cruiser flip around, or I'm sorry, spin around in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
They turn on the lights and the siren, and they hit the accelerator so much that both of the back tires are spinning and smoking. We don't do that. And when we
why not? I mean, my gosh, man, have some fun.
I know that's disappointing, but in all my years, I've never, ever seen a police car do that. And when we get to the scene, Andrew, we don't slide sideways into the scene, you know, all three or four of us at one time. Now, and I've never seen that either. I've never seen the officer jump across the hood in order to get in his car faster. Just never seen that kind of thing.
You just completely ruined Starsky and Hutch for me forever, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've never seen any of our investigators do that either.
And you're not driving with one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand on your service weapon out the window shooting at the car in front of you? You don't do that?
No, we don't, and I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, yeah. I mean, surely you're not implying that Hollywood lies.
I would never imply that anybody lies, Andrew. That's not for me to say, but I can just tell you the fact, and that's something I've never, ever seen.
I see.
Now,
so
here's a piece. This is something that happens when we don't have a whole lot of crime to talk about.
Yeah.
But it goes back on to what we were just talking about the tire smoking. And this comes from a racing background, and I want to clear something up for just a minute. When you see a car doing a burnout or the back tire smoking, they're not actually smoking, which begs the question, and why do they smoke white, but if you set fire to a tire, it's black smoke? What's the difference? And I'm here to answer that question for you.
Go on. So, I'm on the edge of my – I'm actually standing. It's not true, but I'm waiting eagerly.
Yeah. The answer is quite simple. When you're doing a burnout or smoking, quote, smoking the tires, when you get the tire spinning, friction between the tire and the pavement superheats the rubber to as much as 400 degrees. Now, this is coming from a racing background. This is how I know this kind of thing. Though this depends on the length of the burnout. This melts the rubber tread, vaporizing the chemicals and oil within it, sending these molecules into the air. So the vaporized molecules then cool and quickly condense in the air, becoming visible smoke when it's actually mostly more of a steam type situation. So tire smoke isn't really smoke at all. It's just billions and billions of vaporized molecules from the tire's rubber, oil, and chemical makeup.
All right. So at the next race, vaporize a couple billion molecules for me, okay?
That's it. That's the useless information of the day, but it is quite true.
Mike Wood, he is a public information officer and a fountain of other kinds of knowledge as well. Mike Wood with the Pensacola Police Department. Thank you so much for the time, as always, and keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.